Yesterday afternoon, the Lord just started really downloading into me that there is an onslaught of the enemy to divide the church. There's an onslaught of the enemy to cause havoc and wreak havoc in the church. There's an onslaught of the enemy to stop the progress of the church. Satanic powers from the outside and even plants from the inside. There are situations and devices that the enemy's tried to devise to cause the church to fall, to fail, to cause the church to have cycles of chaos. But I got news for you. The greatest attempt of the enemy has already been defeated on the cross of Calvary. And whoever joins forces with the fallen satanic powers will suffer the same consequence as happened 2,000 years ago on the cross, where God destroyed the works of the devil. The Bible says, for this cause was the Son of Man come, made manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. And I got news for you. The devil's work was destroyed completely on the cross of Calvary. And for anybody who wants to hook up with the devil, you're on a losing team. Your greatest attempts against the church will fail just like Satan failed. There will be no division. There will be no schism. There will be no separation. Hallelujah. Do your worst, because when you're finished, you don't have to deal with us. You got to deal with God. I feel a righteous indignation. I'm trying to warn some folk that you got to make sure that you don't allow the enemy to suck you in from the inside. If God put you here, you got to understand that there will be bumps along the road. There will be troubles. But the one thing that the enemy can't deal with is a united front. Oh, don't get quiet now. Can't deal with folk that won't be swayed by the demonic attacks of the enemy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because the truth of the matter is, nobody that is led by God is here on their own accord. Nobody that's in this ministry or in any ministry that is led by God is there on their own accord. God leads according to his divine will. And where God puts you is for a purpose. I don't hear anybody. Where God puts you is for a purpose. And guess what? Satan hates that purpose. So Satan's got to work overtime to get you to leave that purpose so that the work can be slowed up. But understand this, it may be slowed up, but it won't be stopped. I don't hear nobody here. It won't be stopped. For the work of the Lord is called by God himself. And when you fight against the work, you fight against God. I don't hear nobody here. I just want to put that PSA out. I want to put that public service announcement out and let you know that the body of Christ is secure. Don't really play with me. The body of Christ is secure. The body of Christ, this church, and I'm not talking about PFC, I'm talking about this church of the kingdom of God, is founded upon Jesus Christ. Upon this rock, Russell, Jesus said this. This ain't my words. Jesus said, upon this rock, I will build my church. And the very gates of hell itself. Oh, Kotanda. That's why you got to make sure whose side you on. Because the very gates of hell cannot prevail. Yeah. cannot prevail against the true church. Let the heathens rage. Formulate your schemes and your plans. Circulate your ill words. But by the time the smoke clears and the dust settles, church is going to be standing straight. Because you, the church, in other words, the church ain't no easy kill. Can't kill the church at all. Hallelujah. Because in order to get to the church, you got to go through Jesus. And you can't handle Jesus. I'm talking to every queen. You can't handle Jesus. Good to see you. Can't handle Jesus. Look at your neighbor and say, you can't handle him. He's loving. He's compassionate. He's kind. He's faithful. He's forgiving. But he also carries a sword. Don't play him cheap. He will embrace everyone until you mess with his children. Because he's a good father. The Bible said, let God arise. See, you don't want to see that time. Let God arise. And his enemies. The glory of God is in this house. And the enemy, the powers of hell, Dr. Hebsham, the powers of hell are on an assignment to cripple the church worldwide. Worldwide. Different stratagems, different techniques and tactics, but all for one purpose. To cripple the church, change the opinions of people and culture, change the thoughts and which were once respectful. There was a time where people wouldn't even smoke a cigarette passing the church. They put it behind their back. Amen. I don't hear anybody. There's a time when they would come to church and feel the conviction and sit in the back and be afraid to come to the front. Not for anything else but for respect. It wasn't necessary, but it was because they respected. Hallelujah. They would feel out of place because it was a sacred place. And we failed to let them know, you can come just as you are, baby. It's sacred, but it's for you. Come on in. Come on in. Y'all don't hear anybody. Come on in. You don't have to come in any other way. Just come on in. Just come on in. Amen. But in this era, there is a disrespect for church on the outside because of some of the things that they've seen, and on the inside because of some of the ways that we act. Mm-hmm. On the outside, they see a resistance to them. They see that, you know, we don't accept you like that. We don't accept you. You got to get a little better than that before you come to the church. How you going to come to church in Daisy Dukes? How you going to come to church with cut up jeans? And how you going to come to church looking like that with a halter top and a midriff? How foolish we've become. Because we're confusing. Because with one mouth we say, come as you are. And then when they come as they are, we say, come back another way. And we confuse the people who want Jesus. And we claim that they don't want Jesus because they don't come. No, they don't come because they want Jesus, and his representatives have jacked him up. And I know some of you ain't clapping now. I got you. It's okay. It's okay. You ain't got, if it hurts you, just take the blow. Just take the blow and change your ways. Amen. We make church too hard. We make worship and acceptance of Christ too hard. Hallelujah. People are supposed to come in any and every form, find the love of God, and have the love of God embrace them to the point of change. Come drunk, come high, come on meth, come on pills, come sexually broken. I don't care how you come. Come as a violator, come as one violated. I don't care how you come. Just get here. I don't care what you did. I don't care if you had a prison sentence. I don't care if you spent time in the pen. It don't matter. You're free by Jesus' power. And if you're watching in jail right now, you may be incarcerated physically, but you're free spiritually. He's right there with you. See, I didn't hear an affirmation here. Because you think Jesus is only in the sanctuary. Wherever two or three are gathered together, he's there. I don't care if you're standing on the top of Mount Carmel, he's there. I don't hear anybody here. I don't care if you're held in a prison cell, he's there. Y'all don't hear me? I don't care if you're in a graveyard crazy, he's there. Y'all not hearing me? I don't care if you're caught in the act of adultery and repent, he's there. He's there to cause you to repent, to cleanse you and free you from the bondage. There is no sin that keeps God away. God loves you. And wherever you are, you go to the club, sit at that bar 2 o'clock in the morning, trying to drink your sorrows away, and he's tapping you on your shoulder. Some of y'all are witnesses. But if he'll go to the club and get you in the club and I don't hear anybody. If he'll go to the gang and get you in the gang, and if he'll go to the prison and get you in the prison, why won't he get you in the church? Come as you are. He'll get you in your house. He'll get you in your bedroom. Hallelujah. For God is everywhere. I'm sorry, I'm taking too long with this. Hallelujah. All I want to tell you is that the enemy's job and desire is to cause division. He wants to separate us. It's a divide and conquer thing. Divide and conquer. Divide and conquer. Hallelujah. But I got news for you. When you know who you are in Christ, Jamari, when you know who you are in Christ, the attempts of the devil are null and void. The devil can hit you with his hardest blow. The devil can hit you with his hardest blow. And after he finished, you say, that's the best you got? And then you look at him and say, I ain't going nowhere. Somebody say, I ain't going nowhere. Look at your neighbor and say, I ain't going nowhere. I know this is a little urban, a little ebonically challenged. I know. It's not, I'm not going anywhere. But sometimes you got to get straight up with the devil. Sometimes you got to get straight up with the situations. Sometimes you got to take your tie off, and sometimes you got to grease your little sideburns and grease your face and take your shrimp earrings off and roll up your sleeves. Oh, yeah. Y'all know what I'm talking about. You black sisters know what I'm talking about. Amen. Got to kick off them heels. Brothers take off their shirts. I don't know why they take their shirts off. They got to take off their shirts. And you got to get like that with the devil sometimes. You got to take off your shirt. You got to take off your earrings. And it's not no niceties involved in this. Ain't no pleasantries in this. Because you're trying to mess up my future. You're trying to get me off course. trying to get me off my mark. But I got news for you. I'm long in the tooth in this game. I've been in this too long, and I ain't going nowhere. I ain't going nowhere. You got to tell the devil, pull up, pull up, pull up. Pull up. I ain't playing. Pull up. Because when you pull up on sight, I ain't going nowhere. Standing on business. I'm standing on business. You got to stand on business. On sight. And I'm not playing. On sight. For you older ones, on sight means I'm not even saying nothing when I see you. I'm just going to knock you out. Ain't no talking when I see you. Ain't no talking. Ain't no negotiations. Keep that same energy, Satan. Keep that same energy. Because when I see you, I'm knocking you out on sight. Too much talking. On sight. I'm very serious. I know these idioms are cultural, but this fits this sermon so well. Because you got to learn how to knock out the devil. Knock him plumb out, because he should have asked somebody before he came up on you. He should have consulted with somebody. Because you ain't that same broken person that he thought he had. Things have changed since last he saw you. He left you broken and thought, oh, you have no consequence. He left you hurting and said, you're innocuous. You can cause me no trouble. But when he turned his back, you turned your head and called out to Jesus. And Jesus gave you the understanding of who you are. You are the head and not the tail. You are above and not beneath. You are always triumphant, always victorious. You are more than a... And when the enemy comes against you, the Bible said, resist him. Don't back up. Don't acquiesce. Don't give him leniency. Don't worry about him. When he comes against you, the Bible said, resist. Now get this straight. We're not talking about people. He ain't telling you to fight against people, but the demonic power behind the people. Y'all don't hear me. The demonic puppet master that's pulling the people's arms and legs. He said, deal with that spirit. Have mercy on the marionette. Have mercy on the puppet. But kill the puppet master. Somebody's getting this. Kill the puppet master. He said, resist the devil. And the devil is not expecting you to push back. The devil's not expecting a pushback. He's done it for so long without anybody really serving any consequences. And he's used to you giving in to the blow. He's used to you focusing in on the negative. He's used to you accepting the failure. He's used to you giving all over to him. But the day has changed and the method has shifted. When the Bible says resist the devil, you cannot change that to resist the person. He said, resist the devil. And when you resist the devil, that word flee means to run in terror. When you resist the devil, he gets nervous because he realizes you know your power. He realizes you know your authority. And when you know your authority, Satan can't mess with you without getting hurt. And it's time for you to put a whooping on the devil. It's time for you to walk through your house and let the devil know that it all ends here. Y'all don't hear me here. I'm going too far. I've got four messages going. Minister McLeod, I got four messages going at one time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You got to let the enemy know that this is a different day. It's a different day. You got to let the enemy know, don't look, look. I see how you're coming. You're coming through people. Because you can't come up on me one-on-one. Because he gave me the power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing that you do can hurt me. Y'all don't hear me. You can make me cry, but you can't hurt me. You can trouble me, but you can't hurt me. Hallelujah. So he tries to use people. Some willing, some stooges. Hallelujah. Because he wants to get there to be some kind of a conflict. But let me tell you, baby dolls, I'm not wrestling against flesh and blood. You got to get to that point where you look at this, at the people and say, you're not the problem. And I'm not fighting with you. But my fight is with the principalities. My fight is with the powers. Y'all don't hear me. My powers is with the spirit spiritual wickedness in high places. That's where my fight is. I don't hear anybody here. Because the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. It's not an AK. It's not a 9mm. I don't hear nobody here. Ain't a Smith & Wesson. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. It's not a nuclear bomb. Hallelujah. We're not dealing with drones and bombs. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty. I wish I had some warriors here. I wish I had some warriors here. God don't need no passive, scared cowards. God needs people who are understanding that there's a time for peace and a time for war. Y'all don't hear me. But they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalts itself against your knowledge of who God is, bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Y'all don't hear what I'm saying. When you know who you are and you know your authority, you look at the situations pending and say, I know why you're here. You're here to distract me. You're here to get me to give up. You're here to get me frustrated so I can walk away. But I ain't going nowhere. The Bible said this. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of ungodly people. There are people that may be in church, but they're not godly. You got to watch who talks to you. Because godly people don't drop gossip in your ear. I say it again. Watch the dog that brings a bone. Because that dog is going to carry a bone. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You're a little quiet now. That's okay. I don't hear anybody here. You don't walk in the counsel of ungodly people. You don't take advice from ungodly people, because ungodly people are going to give you ungodly advice. Jamari, I'm going to need you to help me preach this, Reverend. The ungodly people are going to give you ungodly advice. A blessed man doesn't walk in the counsel of an ungodly people. If you're blessed, you ain't hanging out with the ungodly. You trying to save the ungodly. If you're blessed, you ain't hanging out with those naysayers. Then you're not hanging out with those people that don't reverence the word. Well, how else you gonna save them? I can win you to Jesus by loving you without hanging out with you. I don't hear nobody. I ain't got to roll with you to love you. As a matter of fact, I love you better by not being where you are in your sin, so I can help you get out of that thing. Don't nobody want to hear about Jesus with somebody smoking the same smoke they smoking? You passing the blunt talking about, yeah, you need Jesus. They don't want to hear that. Because you can't fool them. You can't play a player. You can't play a player. I just went back to the 80s. You can't play a player. Amen. For the spiritual people in the room, for the spiritual people, let me speak to the spiritual people. In Amos 3:3, it says, how can two walk together except they be agreed? You gotta be. Blessed is the man. The man that's blessed doesn't walk with the ungodly. He'll help the ungodly, but he won't walk with him. He'll love the ungodly, but he won't run with him. Blessed is that man that knows how to separate and keep the clean clean and the holy holy. I don't hear nobody here. Knows how to slap the hand of somebody bringing them stuff that ain't right. Don't bring that over here. This is holy. This is holy. This is a no nonsense zone. This is a no foolishness zone. Keep your foolery out there. This is a no foolery zone. Because I ain't going nowhere. Blessed. Give me 15 more minutes and I'll be done. 20. Blessed is the man that's not hanging out with the ungodly, nor standing in the way of sinners. Well, that just means nor hanging and running with sinners, nor sitting in the seat of the scornful, nor sitting in the place where people are scorning one another. I'm not sitting around hearing you talk about somebody else. I'm talking about railing them and tearing them down. I don't hear nobody here. Don't sit in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in God's law, you meditate. To know how the kingdom runs, you meditate day and night. In other words, I got 12 hours to mind my business and 12 hours to leave yours alone. Look at somebody and say, I ain't going nowhere. His delight is in the law of the Lord, and in that law does he meditate both day and night, and he shall be. Like a tree. Let's talk about that tree for a minute. The only reason why you see a tall tree is because it's got long roots. The roots have gone so deep into the ground before the tree starts to go upward, it goes downward to make sure it's secure once it peeks through the soil, to make sure that it grows deeper downward so that when it gets into the elements and the climates, it already has its hydration from underground. It already has its stability from underground so that when the hurricane wind blows, the tree may bend, but it won't break. Somebody say, I bend, but I don't break. I ain't going nowhere. I ain't going nowhere. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Why the rivers of water? Because if it's planted by the river, it draws its moisture and it increases its growth from the nutrients of the ground and from the constant moisture. Hallelujah. It grows taller, stronger by the river. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Hallelujah. Who will bring forth his fruit in his season. Meaning that if you don't go nowhere, you will produce. Well, you know, there's so much that go wrong in church. There's so many things wrong in church. No, maybe you're just growing up through the dirt. Oh, no, no, I see y'all didn't clap over here. It's okay, it's okay. It's a lesson, learn, it's a lesson. You can't have growth without dirt. Y'all not hearing me? Are this supposed to be a church? It is. But it's a church that's rooted and grounded. And it's come up through the dirt. So you run from your cresting. You run from your producing. You run as you're just coming up through the dirt. And you don't let the process finish. Because as you come through the dirt, you grow above the dirt. And you produce because of the dirt. Y'all ain't got that. Y'all ain't got that. Well, it's supposed to be a church. It is. Full of dirty people. Trying to get clean. Glory to God. I ain't gonna do all I'm doing to get clean for you to come and pour more mess on me. No. Shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Bringeth forth its fruit in its own season. And its leaves also shall not wither. See, you cannot leave where God has put you. You have to bloom where you're planted. Amen. Through all of the vicissitudes, you must bloom where you're planted. Do I have any witnesses here? There are many people here that have made up in their mind several times, I ain't coming back to the church. Sitting here looking me in my face right now. I ain't coming back to the church because that's just, I ain't coming back. I ain't coming back. Took a couple of weeks off and came back in. Went and joined another church, left there and came back. Because there's destiny where God puts you. There is destiny where God puts you. There is productivity where God puts you. And there's also trial where God puts you. I don't know what it is that makes us quit. I don't know what it is that makes us just quit. Bible said, if you live godly, you're gonna suffer some persecution. What makes a Christian just say, that's it? I'm not gonna function where God put me because of people, because of emotions, because of feelings. And you lose sight of the true purpose of why God put you in a place. And because of that, you slow your progress up and move backwards while everybody else is moving forward. No, I heard it in the spirit. You're just trying to run a guilt trip on me. No, that's your conviction talking right now. This hit your conviction. Amen. Trying to run a guilt trip on me. I don't even know your situation. I'm just preaching what God gave me. And if that shoe is a size 12, if that shoe fits, wear it. It's gonna do you good. Shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. You will bring forth your fruit in your season, and your leaf also shall not wither. And whatever you do where you're planted and flourishing will prosper. But you've got to stay the course. You've got to stay the course. Job said in the book of Job, the 14th chapter, the 14th verse, Job said this. He said, if a man die, shall he live again? All the days of my appointed time, all the days of my appointed time, all the days of my appointed time will I wait until my change comes. In other words, all the time that I've been appointed, I ain't going nowhere. Every day that God has given me, I am totally convinced that there's a purpose for it, and I'm not going anywhere. Let the winds blow, I'm not going anywhere. Let the thunder roll, I'm not going anywhere. Let the lightning flash, I'm not going anywhere. I don't hear anybody. Let the rains come, I'm not going anywhere. Let the billows roll, I'm not going anywhere. Let people leave me, I'm not going anywhere. Let people ridicule me, I'm not going anywhere. Let people talk about me, I'm not going anywhere. Because we are rooted and grounded in God. Everything that we're doing in the church world, around the world, is for a divine purpose before the coming of Jesus Christ. And the enemy would love more than anything else to get you off your mark at this close return of Jesus. This is the wrong time to allow your emotions to lead you. This is the wrong time to allow yourself to be taken off of your mark. This is the time to run headlong into purpose. Headlong into purpose. This house is full today, full of believers. Full. This house is full today. When the people and the culture said that people would never come back to church again, this house is full today. Seats that have been occupied by other people that have come in, taking the place of other people who left. This house is full today with people who took the comfort of standing behind a screen when they could be in the sanctuary. God said, that's all right. Come. And the people have come in from every area. And the greatest amalgamation of people that are here are the young adults. Yeah. No. They said in this culture that the youth don't believe in church anymore. The young people ain't coming to church. I want everyone from the age of 13 up to 30 to stand up. Turn around and look at these people. Come on, stand up. I said, stand up. Amen. They said that you all wouldn't ever come back to church. They said that you all would never, ever be a part of the ministries again. But the truth of the matter is, Satan always lied. He's always lied. And the young people here, where's Afro Man? Is Afro Man here? That's Afro Man. That's Afro Man. He laying low. He done braided it up. But I look at people like Afro Man. I look at people that are young and adventurous and really, really dyed in the wool, like them Thornton boys. Stand up, boys. And I want you to do me a favor. I want you all to do me a favor. Tristan, I want you to put that camera on Tristan. Put that camera on Tristan. Put that camera on Tristan. Switch over to me real quick. And now that you're looking at me, I want all the young people that are back there in the booth, I want you to stand up. Stand up, sir. Now put that camera back there on the booth. Amen. Put that camera back on me. Put that camera on me. And I want you to put that camera right over here on the leader of our young people. Stand up, Sarah. My time is up. I am so in love with this ministry. Our mothers, our men, everybody in the departments, I am so in love with this church. And I got news for you. I ain't going nowhere. Y'all about to make me cry. I ain't going there. And everybody who has that same mindset, that you ain't going nowhere, jump up and celebrate right now.